Everybody, welcome to my Subaru this morning, and I just want to say thank you for taking time to listen or watch. Today I want to do just a short devotion on a topic that I touched on in my message Sunday. But during my study, I really went on a rabbit trail, and I really didn't want to take away from what I had to say on Sunday, but that rabbit trail had to do with the effects or the impact of someone getting leprosy. Man, in ancient times especially, if you came down with leprosy, you were an outcast immediately. You were a social outcast. You no longer had any means to provide for yourself, to have a job. Even your loved ones would have to separate themselves from you. And as I thought about the impact on what that would be like on someone, man, it's heart-wrenching to think about carrying that stigma, that sense of shame and guilt, having people mock you, avoid you, and even judge you, because certainly God is punishing you because you have come down with this disease. And of course, we know all that to be untrue today, and there are ways to help people with leprosy. But here's what stuck out to me as I started thinking about it. How incredibly lonely it would be to live your life in social isolation with leprosy. But you know what saddens me is that there are so many people today that struggle with loneliness. We don't realize we're lonely because we're on social media or we're watching TV or Netflix or Hulu or whatever it is, and we find all kinds of ways to entertain ourselves and avoid the reality that we're lonely. In fact, social media can be like a sugar pill in a way. It's not a sugar pill, but it's a false sense of being connected to people. It gives us the illusion that we're connecting to people, but we're not. Because one of the human needs that we have as people is to connect. And that usually involves and requires physical touch as well. And so here we are coming out of COVID-19 and forced into sheltering in place. And I can only imagine for how many of us it has impacted us in unimaginable ways. And maybe even before this COVID-19 SIP, you, if you're honest with yourself, you are struggling with loneliness. You know, someone can be lonely in a crowd. Someone can be lonely in a house full of people. And I've talked to enough people who've been married for a long time, and loneliness in a marriage can be far more difficult than just being alone. Dietrich Bonhoeffer talked about how important it is to be in community. And there are some of us that gravitate to social activity and being around others. And for them, he would say, you must fight and learn to experience solitude. But for others, you're okay being alone. You like to be alone. You're an introvert and solitude is no problem for you, but you need to fight and work toward being and living in community. George Barna years ago said this, Americans are among the loneliest people in the world. Think about that. We're the most affluent country the world has ever experienced on this planet Earth. We have more resources, more information than anyone in history has ever had. And yet, loneliness is one of the biggest struggles among Americans. Mother Teresa said it well, too. She said, the most terrible form of poverty is loneliness and the feeling of being unloved. The greatest disease in the West is not tuberculosis or leprosy. It's being unwanted, unloved, and uncared for. Now, I want you to know, because some of you might want to push back on this a little bit. If you're a guy, you have a hard time admitting that you're lonely. It feels weak. It feels like that you're soft. And most guys would never want to admit they're lonely. But let me tell you, loneliness is a human condition that existed. This is really important. It existed before the fall, before Adam and Eve broke God's command and sinned against God. After God made Adam, after saying over and over and over in chapter 1 of Genesis, it is good, it is good, it is good, it is good. The first time he says it is not good, it was not good for man to be alone. And so if you're struggling with loneliness, it's not a sin to struggle with loneliness. It means that you're made in the image of God and that you were made and created for community and for connection with other people. There was a study done, 75-year study done by Harvard that studied people from all walks of life, different races, different economic, socioeconomic levels in society, across the board. It was a very diverse study. And the result of that study is that quality of life has nothing to do with how much money you have or don't have, where you live or where you don't live. Quality of life came down to one common factor in this 75-year study, studying thousands of people. It was meaningful human connections. Meaningful human connections. In fact, studies have shown that loneliness can lead to all kinds of problems, not just psychologically and emotionally, feeling alone, but it can also have a physical impact on us. It can be associated with a greater risk of cardiovascular disease, dementia, depression, and anxiety. In fact, this loneliness pandemic got so bad a few years ago that the Prime Minister of England, Theresa May, appointed what they call a loneliness minister. She described that more than 9 million people in England often or always feel lonely. And that was a study done just 3 years ago. For too many people, for far too many people, she says, loneliness is the sad reality of modern life. And I bet many of you, like me, have struggled with loneliness. In fact, I shared that that was one of the key factors that led me to Christ in late 1985 until I finally gave my life to Christ on January 1st, 1986. I dropped out of college twice. I was living out of my car, and I was desperately lonely. I wanted someone to care. I wanted someone to love me. I wanted someone to accept me. And so I share all that, and I say all that, hopefully not to reinforce or make you feel bad that you are lonely, but you can and you must do something about it. First of all, God is there. Absolutely. God never leaves us. He never abandons us. And we can bring our loneliness to God. And that is essential and important. But even God understands that we need one another. That's why over 32 times scriptures in the New Testament describe the church as one another, that we are to love one another, bear one another's burdens, care for one another, be kind to one another, be tender-hearted to one another. It goes on and on and on the list. We are called to live in community. And it has been so hard being forced to do church in isolation. And even as we've been able to gather the last couple weeks, we can't hug each other, we can't embrace, we can't get close to each other, we can't have meals together in some cases. And so I don't know what it looked like for you, but I urge you to find a way to connect with someone. And if you're not struggling with loneliness, some of you, this has been no issue for you, you don't have a problem with loneliness, but there's probably someone you know who is. And so I just want to urge you, I want to plead with you to reach out to some people in your community, in your local church, in your neighborhood, people that you work with that you used to see each other in the office, but now you only see each other on a Zoom meeting. Reach out to people. Start a conversation. If you're able to, go have a meal with them. Spend time with them. Give them a call. But find ways to connect with other people, not just digitally. It's not enough. Not just social media, not just another Netflix series, but find ways to connect with other people. And may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.